Hello, and welcome again to Engineered Systems Magazine's podcast series. I'm Howard McHugh, Director of Building Solutions for RDK Engineers in Andover, Massachusetts. And the podcast today is going to address the prerequisite commissioning and the enhanced commissioning credit when you're pursuing a LEED certification project. Quite often I'm asked, what is the additional cost to do the enhanced commissioning credit? And my answer is always, there is no additional cost. And the reason there is no additional cost, and I got to believe other commissioning firms feel the same way, is that the enhanced commissioning credit requires two design reviews, and yet the prerequisite doesn't require any design review. To be able to draft the functional performance test narratives, which is part of the prerequisite, and to write the commissioning plan and the commissioning specification, you really have to do a design review, at least one, if not two. So when we're doing prerequisite commissioning, we are doing the design reviews that are the enhanced credit. Another requirement of the enhanced credit for commissioning is the 10-month warranty. And here again, we don't see this as an additional cost because we always require seasonal demonstration, which is the functional performance test for heating in the heating season, cooling in the cooling season. What I mean by that is, we can commission under the prerequisite a heating system if the building is being turned over, let's say in August. We can trick the boiler to come on. We can trick valves to open and close. But we really can't trick issues like stratification and peak performance on the heating coils at peak outdoor temperatures. You really have to observe that in the heating season. Same with air conditioning. If you were turning over a project and you were commissioning a chiller plant in November, we can run the system and make it work and get the pumps to work and get the cooling tower to start and trick chill water valves to open. But you really need to observe the chill water system in the summer air conditioning season. And so with both of these requirements, we always include in our commissioning fee, whether it's a prerequisite for a LEED or any commissioning fee, a requirement that will be out there in the warranty phase to observe the functional performance for seasonal systems. And so while we're out there, we can easily implement the requirements by LEED enhanced commissioning for the 10-month warranty. So together, the enhanced commissioning and the prerequisite are all one and the same in our eyes. For us to do a complete commissioning process, we need to do design reviews, and we need to be out there in the warranty phase with the facility people. Now, one of the things when it comes to going out in the warranty phase is, to save some time, you can have the building automation system trending specific set points you want and performance you want, so that before you even go out there, you know the system's going to pass successfully, or you know the system's not working correctly, and things need to be addressed, and there's no need to wasting anybody's time going through a functional performance if it's not working right. So leading up to the seasonal performance, we always require system trending. And we'll put that in the commissioning spec as a requirement by the building automation person and not put that burden on the owner. Another thing about the enhanced commissioning is to discuss how operation and maintenance is working. And if you read my columns, in particular the January 2008, you know how I feel about preventive maintenance. And we are providing the preventive maintenance work orders for the systems we commission, whether it's LEED or not. So it is a good time to be out there in the warranty phase, meeting with the facility people and seeing how well they're doing with the PM work orders. So the next time when a lead project comes up and the question is asked, how much will it cost to provide the additional enhanced commissioning credit? It really shouldn't cost anything more. For the commissioning engineer to do their job in the prerequisite commissioning portion of the lead job, they really need to do the design reviews. They really need to be out there in the warranty period, observing seasonal testing. And so there's very little additional effort on the part of the commissioning engineer to fulfill the prerequisite commissioning and the enhanced commissioning requirement. Thank you again for your time. If you have any questions, you can email me at hmcq@rdkengineers.com. And I hope to talk to you soon.